Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A Russian soldier was killed and two wounded when special forces were ambushed by Chechen rebels in the mountains last week. Despite those dangers, Christians are in the country holding Christian summer camps. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says it's an answer to prayer.
The first time since the war started in Chechnya, since 1992, there was a Christian camp held right in its capital, Grozny. And a Russian ministry's team traveled there from Vladikavkaz to spend the week with children from Muslim families, actually.
They're planting seeds of the gospel in children who have never known peace. Next, small business loans are an agent of economic transformation in Africa. World Hope deals with 8,000 clients in their Hope Micro program in Sierra Leone. Instead of giving handouts, the small loans empower people to take ownership, says World Hope's Richard Schroeder.
With microfinance, there's this amazing ability for a contribution of $100 to go to places where it's most in need. And it is lent out and it comes back in. And so the money is never really spent, but it's used.
As they partner with a local church, World Hope is impacting not only clients, but also secular agencies working there. And God's word doesn't change. That's evident by a report from Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer, who says Burkina Faso is seeing a great response to their scripture on tape. Dudenhofer says the spiritual harvest is not a result of a new translation project. The tapes are 15 years old, proving that once God's word is put into audio, it becomes an important evangelism tool for years to come. Funding is needed to do even more. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.